Asher Kohen Eved Kohen Rabbi. Whatever the Eved owns, Mistama belongs to the Master. Therefore, we don't know who it belongs to now. The Eved died. He has to return it back to the Master. The Chiddush here, even if later on the Master freed him, and then the Eved died, still you have to return it back to the Master. But since at the time when he gave it to the Mekodah and he was an Eved, and Tam Havodim Agazlanimim, therefore we say, you have to give it back to the Master. What's going to be if you did accept a Pekodon from a Koton? He's also hold on to it. Zibam says, don't return it to him. For any of their Lishma, he doesn't have to watch it. If you give it back to him, like you're throwing it to waste. So what do you have to do? You have to make a school and make a trust for him. And when he comes older, then you give it back to him. The mace, if the kid dies, you have to give it back to his Yorshim. The Hulu in all these cases, Shomru Bishashmi Soson, Shaflenihain, and all these cases right before the Yevah dies, right before the Isha dies, she says Ishno does not belong to my husband, but it belongs to somebody else. Shaflenihain Yasa Kipurushan. Then you have to do the way she explains it. And as wherever she said belongs, we believe her, and you have to return to that person. The Imlav Yasa Pirushan. And if we don't know, then you have to explain yourself what she meant. As Rambam explains, it means to say, "V'imlav klema v'imle mehemen luhu nifkad shapikotu shleish apleinihu ela shabaylem shlehemu mitzvah bushe in the rights and lemeshu shabaylem so that's chazak kazlonim gnovim yasa nifkad perish achav the perushay." Let's say she said this thing belonged to somebody else, and we know for sure it doesn't belong to that person. Then we have right to say that it must probably really belong to a husband. And she stole it from a husband. So she's embarrassed to say it belongs to my husband. That's why she's saying it belongs to somebody else. Then we don't give it back to that person. But if in such a case, we give it back to the husband. All right, let's stop here.
You're holding off noon days of an aleph. You're getting less shallow words. If you mekabel money for a katan, or you mekabel a pikodin. If a katan gives you a pikodin to watch, the locher is yasla skula. In the meantime, like hold on to it and put it into trust for him, he should get the gain on the deal. V'yemeis, let's say the katan dies, locher is yasla yoshim. Give it back his yoshim, whoever yoshim takes over the katan. Now, so that was the loch brach we had before, that in the lechatchila you're not supposed to be mekabel a pikodon from an isha or from an eved or from tinaikas, but if you did receive it from them, then you're supposed to give it back. V'chulon she'omru b'shas misosan. All of these cases that they said b'shas misa shel ploinihain, that they belong to somebody else. Like this, we say if you take a pikodon from an isha, the loch is you're supposed to give it back to her. Let's say she's mace. Then you're supposed to give it back to her husband. What's going to be if right before she's mace, the Isha says, you know, the pikodon that I gave you to hold on to does not belong to my husband, but it belongs to somebody else. So we listen to her, and we give it to the person she says. That's the talocha of v'chulon shamru b'shas misosan. Any one of these cases, the b'shas, right before they die, they tell us from whom they took this pikodon, who to really give it back to. So we believe them. Yaseh ki perush, we're supposed to do the way they tell us. The Imlav, we said, the Rashbam says, let's say we know for sure that the person that she says it belongs to, it does not really belong to them. Like she has a diamond ring and it says it belongs to some old, poor almana, that we know for sure she does not own it. Then the law is, Yaseh Pirush LePirushon. We have a right to make an explanation for what she's saying, and we give it back to the husband. Like we say, she's embarrassed to say she took it from her husband, and then we give it back to the husband. But if she says it belongs to somebody that's really true, that we could understand that, then we give it to that person. But she somehow makes up a story that we come out sure that it's not true, then we say she's only doing what she's embarrassed to say, like she stole it from her husband, but really it belongs to the husband. We make a pirush, le pirushon, and we give it back to her husband. Today, suho, the Rabba Bar Bachono, the wife of Rabba Bar Bachono, ki koshokho, right before she died, Omer, she said, Hani Kipi, this type of jewelry, this earring she had, the Marso, it belongs to a lady called Marso. Rashi says, Shem Chochom, who has the name of a Chacham, Ochiv Shor Rabbi Chiya, the brother of Rabbi Chiya. Because Tzadik Mar Sanhedrin, Marsa, the Avoy, the Chon of Rabbi Chiya, they're all brothers. So she said, you should know this keeper, the jewelry, belongs to the Marsa of Bnei Brata and to the sons of the daughter of Marsa. Hashem says, Shor Marsa means Vashor Bnei Beisai, their children. That's who the jewelry belongs to. That's what she said. But she gave the jewelry to somebody who watched for her. And now, right before she died, she said it belongs to these people. Is also Lakai made the Rav. So they came in front of Rav to find out what should they do with the jewelry. Should we give it back to her husband? Or should we give it to these people that she says it belongs to? Omalei, so Rav said back, Imehem nilucho ase kiperusha. If you believe what she's saying, it sounds normal that it could be this jewelry came from these people. It's possible they're rich, that they owned it. So then listen to her. Then you have a right to say she's not lying and give it back to these people. But the imloy, if it's not mistavra at all that it came from these people, they're very poor people. It's not mistavra, she's telling the truth. Then I say, pirush leperushoi. You have a right to explain it, to say what she means. And ekev liatzmecho. Hold it for yourself, Rashbam says here. Yeah. I mean, Rashbam before brought down two pshatim. Well, the need we're learning before, it means give it back to the husband. That's one pshat the Rashbam says. Another pshat is that asay pusha means you have a right to say, like, it's not that person. Whose is it? You don't know. So you have a right to hold on to it for yourself. Vika the army, some say, hochi omalei. This is what Rav answered back, whoever, the person that was holding this pikodin. Iyamida lecho asay kipurusha. If these people that she says belongs to are rich, or that's shchiach, they owned it, give it back to them. The yimloi, but if those people are poor, they're not rich. So it's mistaken for this jewelry does not belong to them. Then the law is, I say, pirish the perushoi. We have right to make a pirish for what she's saying, and we give it to somebody else. Either we give it to the husband, or else he himself, the person himself, has the right to keep it. That's what Shtam says. The amidalucha means, oisam shia merish shem shalhem. The people that this lady, right before she dies, says it belongs to, if they're rich people, ruim li pocket, keep of a shach faithim asekit rushoi, listen to her and give it back. But if not, then we have a right to say that you keep it or give it back to the husband. Then the Mishnah says, Min hakotan yasalai skula. Not the Mishnah. It's the Braisa. Braisa again today, Mikablan Pikdonis of Nashalam and Avodlam and Eknoikis. The Chibu, you don't take a Pikodan from a Tinnik. But if you did take it, then the Lachari is supposed to make a skula. Put it, invest it for the kid, that eventually when it comes an older person, he'll have revach, he'll have gain from it. So Mara says, my segula, what is the treasury, what are you supposed to do for him? Rav chizdu vama sefer Torah. Buy a sefer Torah. So Rashbam explains, sefer Torah lilmoid lucho, lilmoid boy, she's learning it. Harei peiros v'keren kayim. He'll have the best peiros in the world. He'll have tchar of limud haTorah, and the keren is kayim. So that's the best thing to buy a kid. The best thing to buy a kid is to buy him a sefer. Rabba bar bar hunigomar diklo, buy him a palm tree, diklo, the yochla minay tamar, he'll be able to eat dates. That's also the keren will be kayim, and he'll have from it peiros. Rashbam says, the yochla minay, hakoten tamri, the kotem will eat the dates. The yakeren kayim. Avo b'yitzkaloi, but don't put his money into business. Like, you know, in business, sometimes you can lose all your money. Therefore, if it's the kid's money, as Rachman from the kid, don't put his money into business. Rather, put his money into buying the Sefer Torah. Then for sure, it'll be okay. He'll have two things. He'll have the Keren. He'll have the best Paris in the world will have. He'll have the Paris of learning Torah. Right. Oh, Marav Yosef, Afiluch. No, then it's right. V'loy Lav is back to the Mishnah now. The Mishnah says, V'loy Liyav, V'nichsei HaBen, if a father is making a chazokah, living on his son's property for 3 years, and then he tainis that he bought it off his son, we do not leave the father without a shtar, we do not leave the father, there's no chazokah of father to his son, and the same with the opposite. If the son is living in his father's property for 3 years already, and then he says he bought it, even though the father was not meicha, we say he was not meicha because he's not makbid if the son lives there, but not because he really sold it. So there's no raya of a chazokah, a son to a father, father to a son. Omar Rabbi Yosef said to Shino, Afilu Cholkoi, even though they divided the two, the father and the son. Afilu Cholkoi, Rashbam says it means, Nispar Du'av Yaben, they separated like, Shein Aben Somech HaShulchan Ovid. the son moved out of his father's house. He's not relying on the father's table. The son has no benefits from his father's property. That's the Kiddush. Even so, even though the son moved out of his father's property and lived someplace else, and has his own panosa, still, ain mahzik in zel zeh. And the reason is, the loikafiyah dodi, that a father to a son to a father, are not makfid. They love one another. You want to stay in my property, gezunt, hey, stay there, I won't throw you out, I'm not going to make a mechor. There's no ray of chazak on the fact the father is living in his son, or the son's living in his father's property. That's what Rav Yosef says. Afilu choku. Rav amano, choku loi, no. The Mishnah's only talking about kol zman, the son is soinach al shulchan aviv. For if they made a chalukah, they separated, the son moved out, and then they're not relying on one another, then there is akpada. Then you don't let your son stay in your property. Therefore, if the son is in your property, we say he has a raya of a chazaka. That's what Rav says. Oh, my Rav Yirmiyah midiftei, Ovid Rav Papi, Uvda, he did it in a case like this, where there's a father making a chazaka in his son's property, that Cholkoi, Ovdoi, Cholkoi, Val Uvda, Cholkoi, Loi, Kirava. He said Cholkoi also. He made Cholkoi is a different halacha. By Cholkoi there is a chazaka. He did like Rava to say, in a case where the son separated from his father, then the loch is, there is a chazaka. Then there's akpoda, and if one of them is living on the field for 3 years, we say there's a chazaka. Oh, my Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Ishtoye li Rav Chia Mehormis, Rav Chia Mehormis spoke to me and told me, that Adashir, the Ishtoye li Rav Acha by Yaakov, Mishmed Rav Nachman by Yaakov, that Cholkolai, he also told me the same thing. That chok, in a case where the father and son separated, then we do not have the halach of the Mishnah, but rather the din is there is a raya of chazaka. Then, if the son or the father makes chazakas, there is a chazaka. The ilkhasor, that's taka the halach, that chok loy. That's the halach. So, in a case where they separated, then there is the proof of chazaka. If the father is on the property for 3 years, and in the son's property, the son should have been moicha. If he's not moicha, we say it's the proof. He sold it to his father, or the other way. Since they're not relying one on another, minastam there is akpoda, you do not let your father come and stay in your property for 3 years, there's a time that the son should have made a macho. The Gemara says, Tanya nami yachav, we learn like this also, that the ben shel cholkoi, a son that's separated from his father, he moved out of the house, he's not relying on his father anymore, or else the ishto ishen is garsha, a wife that already receives a get, Harehen kishar kol adam. The avolach like anybody else. That the wife, if they go down, she goes down to her ex-husband's property and she lives there for 3 years, and then she claims that she bought it off her ex-husband, and the husband did not make a machor in between. She has a raya of chazaka. There is a raya cheskas gimel shonim in these two cases: a ben that does not rely on his father anymore, and an isha that receives a get. And the chazan take a paskin like Rav. If we learn like this. Echod mino achin, one of a few brothers, shayo noisei v'noisei matecha bayis. He was like in the lavdavka, the oldest one, but he was the one that took care of the affairs of the house. He did the business for the house. Noisei v'noisei, he helped out the rest of the family. He did the business for the family. Shram says, echod mino achin means, kogoyin godol achin, the oldest brother. After the father died, so now he took over, he managed the affairs of the mishpacha. For ho you oinois ushtarois yoitzin ashmoi. Now there are shtarois and oinois. Rashi's oinois means shtar and mechirois. A shtar that he bought something. Loshen koichi vreshis oini. Ushtarois shalavor, or else he has shtarois that he borrowed money. Or that he lent money. So he has a shtar saying that he bought something, and he has a shtar saying somebody owes the money. The Omar Shalihem, and he says it belongs to me. Shenofuli mi beis avi imo. That I felt me tarish Yerusha. So Rashbam says, Yosin al Shemoi, Shevishmoi nichtabu, Shulok ach ilva. That he's the one that lent the money, and if he has the right to collect the money, and he's the one that bought his property. And he says, Shalihem, Vien li achachelik ben, my brothers have no portion of this property. Shenofuli hamamunois, Shalvisa Knisi Bakakoy Zalolu, the base of Ima, Vienatem Yoshimi, like he had a different mother, truly he had the same father, but he had a different mother, and he received money from his mother. that his other brothers from the father have no shaykhus, his first mother. Therefore, it's his own money, and with that money he went and bought property, he went and lent money, and now he has a right to collect it, and he's claiming that money belongs to me. That's not the money that I use from the mishpacha. It does not belong to my brothers. It's my own private money. Shall we believe him or not? Some Rav says, all of love is raya. No, minastam, we do not believe him. If he has a shtar that he bought property, minastam, we say the money he spent was the mishpacha's money. If he lent somebody money, minastam, it was the mishpacha's money. He is the older brother. He was taking care of the money in the house. So he did business deals with the money of the mishpacha. So if he wants to claim that it was his own private money, it's all of love and right. He has to bring a proof, and because the money can't bring a proof, the other brothers have a right to collect the money or to get an equal share to say it's the mishpacha's money. That's what Rav holds. All of love and right, he himself has to bring the proof. Shmuel says no. Alo achin love and right. Shmuel says no. We believe the brother, the oldest brother, he has the right to save his own private money. If the other brothers want to claim it, they have to bring the proof. Now, Amar Shmuel said, that mightily Abba, my father, agrees to me, Shemes, let's say this older brother dies, then Alo Achim, Lovi Raya, then the brothers have to bring a proof. That's what Shmuel said. Shmuel says, Tamazoy Talachim Lovi Raya. But Shmuel said, mightily Abba means, Abba here means the Chur Rav. Rashi says, Yekach, Abba here means a Rav. Kach ho yishmoy. The Kor of the Meshchidah tomorrow calls him Meshchidah Chulin. But Kitsa Shmuel said to Rav, like, agree to me at least, Shemet. So let's say this older brother dies, Alo Achim Lovi Raya. If the other brothers want to claim it, they have to bring a proof. Even though Rav says no, this brother has to bring the proof, but Inais, if he dies, then it's different. Like Rashbam says, Inais, V'yesh loy bonim, and that oldest son has children. V'yosha t'yashnim, and alachim lovi raya, t'chivim t'yasmi la v'nei yisui yirayinin, who since his own children, the Yoshim, cannot bring any proof. And they don't know anything. Therefore, it's a svara to say that we should leave the money to cheskas, their father, and if the other brothers want to claim it, they should have to bring the proof. It's enough that you say, calls the man, he's alive, he has to prove it, like he should take care of his own affairs, he should have to prove it. But that's only calls the man, the older brother's alive. But once the older brother dies, then for sure there's a svara, his children should yashin him. And if the other brothers want to claim it, they have to bring the proof. Maskiblo, popo, popi, it's a question. Klum, tainina lo liyasmi, midid loitoyin lo avuon. Is there any cloud that we tiny for you saying something that the father himself would not tiny? Ram says, Bitmiya. Ilu hoya vim kayam, hoyu hayinu marzikin amom biyadachin. If the older brother would still be alive now, the din is, according to Rav, that the money goes to the other brothers. Their mishpacha is a mishpacha. Achiyovi raya shayin shalhem, until the older brother can bring a proof that his own private money. So the question is, now that he died, so what? Well, if he shemeth yofa kaychah shayin. So we make now that his children are bigger class than he himself, that we never say. The klal is,